When Alex Studeman hears that sound, he might think, like the rest of us, wow, it's cold and miserable. He might also think, wonder what the ET rate's going to be. We'll have to check the greens tomorrow. His boss, Todd Hyduk, general manager of TPC Deer Run, says Studeman can really talk, and he may be better at tooting his own horn than other golf course superintendents.
They're very laid back. They just do their work, and they're very humbled about it. Alex does a really good job of telling his story and showing off a little bit the things that he's doing, not in an arrogant way at all, but more in a way that, hey, I'm really proud of what I'm doing and we need to tell our story. Because in the end, that's what he can do. He doesn't make a huge financial contribution to the club. He's the expense center. He spends all the money, right? So for him to stand apart and say, hey, by the way, we're spending all this money, but we're doing other things that are important to a lot of people. So to get recognized is really nice.
Mark Johnson, head of environmental programs for the Superintendents Association of America, says to stand out, Studeman and TPC Deer Run had to get high scores in all 9 categories of basic and advanced best management practices.
For Alex's course, the use of technology, the weather stations, but not only just having the weather station, but incorporating it in the management decisions, using evapotranspiration rate, the ET is what we call it, the release of water into the atmosphere by the plants, 80% to keep the plant sustainable and healthy, and using ET with that technology is demonstrating the skills of a superintendent, coupled with the use of soil moisture sensors.
Studeman uses the technology to improve the golf course's 18 holes and all the land in between. He sets markers or thresholds to help make decisions.
We know that on our fourth green at 4%, the grass will start to wilt. So we can look at our weather station and it'll say, well, the evapotranspiration today was 0.12. And we go out to the fourth green and the VWC is at 7. We go, okay, we're still good. We're okay. We don't need to turn the sprinklers on, but maybe let's do a little hose hand watering of just that little area. And so what we've been able to do is put the water where it's needed, but leave it in the pipes where it's not. And it's approaching it from the standpoint of, what if we ever had a drought, you know, a drought like California, and we had to really take it down to such a narrow scope? What would that be like? Let's operate like that.
The Environmental Leaders in Golf Awards also require community involvement. For example, a horticulture class from Amboy helps plant flowers in the spring, and United Township students will build some special birdhouses for TPC Deer Run. And a couple of years ago, he wanted to get rid of large areas of unhealthy grass and invasive species.
And it led me to a unique conversation with the chief of the Silvis Fire Department. We like to bring them out on an annual basis just to look at the facility in case, you know, something does occur here. They know where everything is. And he's like, yeah, Alex, we do trainings once a month. And I said, really? Do you guys want to come out and have some training on the golf course? He's like, that'd be great. So we give them a couple of gators and a couple of propane torches, and they go out and they burn these native areas for us. And burning has proven to reduce weed populations, improve desirable species. It actually, you know, allows for some nutrient recirculation back into the soils.
Studeman and his employees have built a reputation for keeping TPC Deer Run in top condition. That includes scrambling to fix 78 bunkers after a thunderstorm broke out during last summer's John Deere Classic. I'm Michelle O'Neill.